We are joined in the media center following the 50th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals with our funny car winner, Robert Height. Robert, en route to victory, took down Terry Haddock, Ron Capps, his boss John Force, and Tim Wilkerson in the final round. Most recent win, Pomona of 2019. It is a great start to the season. Two wins in 2019. Robert, two-time world champion, and this year, second win at this facility. Robert, tell us about your day.
Qualifying number one at the first three races, pretty impressive. You know, it shows we've got a really good handle on this race car. I think that kind of just goes back to, you know, over the winter, you know, we didn't get the job done on the last day of the season last year. And my team really, really worked hard. You know, they do not want to be in that spot again. They want to be at the end of the year ready to win. So went to Phoenix testing. We were quick, and we've been quick everywhere we've been. And, I mean, I've never seen a fuel car so consistent as what I have right now, especially a funny car. If you take last night's qualifying run in the first two rounds, that was 2/1000ths apart for three runs. And then we broke out, basically, in the semis and ran 85 and then back to an 86 in the final round.
A little bracket racing talk there from Robert Height. So true. Brian Carotti was teasing Jimmy Brock about, yeah, Jimmy's got an 85 up there, but it did seem to do whatever Jimmy wanted the car to do.
Oh, it is. He is on it. He and Chris Cunningham, they're really happy with the clutch package that we have, and they keep talking a lot about how my car ran in 2017. It just responds and it repeats, so that's a good sign. And we have enough of these parts and clutch parts to go all year long. So it's not like midway through the year we're going to have to switch a combination. We're just going to refine it and hopefully get better and better.
All right, we're going to open it up to questions from members of the media, name and affiliation. Questions for Robert Height.
Phil Burgess, National Director. Tell us about the final round and what happened on the starting line.
Well, Tim Wilkerson, I saw him last night. He came over and I told him, I said, I've been watching. You've had great lights all through qualifying. And he told me he poured a new seat and got more comfortable in the car. And really, he had the best lights of any funny car driver in qualifying. So said that he wasn't happy with the way Phoenix went and went home and worked on his car and the way he sat. So I knew going up there I was going to have to be on my game. And I got a little antsy. It was a long tree. And I started to go and caught it and then went all the way down, had a 31 light. So it's a good thing I didn't deep stage, because sometimes in the final round, it just, you deep stage. Doesn't matter, okay? You're not looking for lane choice the next round. But anyway, I think I got away with one, I'll be honest with you.
What does it mean to Kevin Wells, WCJV here in Gainesville? From the local folks, what does it mean for you to win the 50th Gator Nationals?
It's huge. I think this is my fourth time winning here, and this is a big one. You know, the 50th, there will only be one of those. It seems like my boss, John Force, always wins the big races. You know, we've had a 50th anniversary race for NHRA at Pomona in the summer, and, you know, the big race with Winston Showdown back in the day, ran the Superman car. He just wins all the cool races. And I finally got one. You know, this is a cool race to win, and especially with everybody that's at this race, okay? Anybody of who's who of drag racing was at this event. And a lot of the people that I looked up to, you know, as a grown up as a kid, and now I'm here, you know, holding the trophy, and they're watching me. So it's kind of a cool thing.
Talk about John Force, third time in a row you beat him this season.
Yeah, John probably is going to want me to not go to Vegas next week, because I've beat him the first three races, and you know, we've got to qualify different. It'd be cool if we were racing in the final, you know, but when you go to the semis and you race, you know, a Chevrolet is going to win, and you know, it could have gone either way. That car and that team, they're really stepping up. John's going to get some wins. His 150th is coming. I know it is. And it's a lot of fun right now in our camp, because all of our cars are running good, and we got a lot of chemistry. Everybody gets along. It's probably the most fun I've had in a long time.
Dujanay Bland, SportsJourney.com. I'm going to piggyback off of that. Last year you were 38-20. You had four wins. And we talked about it when you had the number one qualifier, how you kind of got hot at the end of the season. you're now like 10-1. You got two wins already. Can you talk about how you guys kind of carried that momentum from last year into this year without giving too much away?
Yeah, well, I can't give anything away because I'm not tuning the car and I'm not working on it. I just get to drive this thing, and it's pretty awesome to drive a car like this. You know, and sometimes you count your blessings because you don't know how long this is going to last. Things change. But, yeah, it's just really it all boils down to hard work, okay? Everybody has to work hard all the time. And I promise the way we're running, the big runs that we're making, we're going to make the other teams run hard, okay? They're going to push, and they're going to get better. So we better not get complacent. We better keep working hard, keep digging, and because it's a long year, you know. I think I had 4 wins one time early in the year and didn't win for another year. So it can turn around in a hurry. I think Funny Car, honestly, is the toughest class in the pros. So when you get a win, you've got to cherish it. They're not easy to get.
47th career win. Robert, your co-crew chief, Chris Cunningham, had a memorial for his dad who recently passed away, Mike Cunningham, who is out of South Florida, came up with the Gwynn family. And just talk a little bit about, like, you know, Chris racing with a heavy heart and just the emotion surrounding this event and, of course, surrounding that situation and being able to perform on a special day, special weekend for Chris.
Yeah, it was bittersweet. Chris and his dad, you look back and you see, especially last night, we saw a lot of pictures. And they've worked side by side since Chris was a little kid on race cars. They shared the same passion. They loved it. And all the teams that Chris has been on throughout the years, pretty much his dad worked with him on the car. So that's pretty cool. You know, there's very few fathers and sons that can get along well enough to do that. And he passed a couple weeks ago. And Chris said he wanted to have a memorial here for him because he was from Florida. They, like you said, they raced with the Gwynns and worked on the Gwynns car for a lot of years. And a lot of their friends were going to be here. So we had first off, he was with us on Q4, okay? He rode along with us and went to number one, so that was pretty special. And then to come here and get a win, this trophy is going to their family. You know, it's not going to change or fix anything, but hopefully, you know, they'll just remember this weekend, a great weekend we had, and all the friends that they were with, celebrating his life last night.
Robert, is there anything that we haven't already asked that you want everybody to know about as we part ways here after the 50th Gator Nationals?
Yeah, basically you look at how our season is compared to last year. You know, John had blown up, the first 3 races. Hagen and I blew up, in the semifinals last year. And as a team, we blew up a lot of stuff, and it was not a fun start to last year. So this is total turnaround, and I think it really just goes back to the people that we have and hard work, and we got to continue that, and hopefully these wins are going to keep coming.
Robert, congratulations. Thank you for joining us in the Media Center. Go celebrate your 50th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals win.
Yeah, green beer on me.
We're going to take you up on that, sir. Thank you.